Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The hype surrounding the combine has snowballed year after year. It's gotten bigger and bigger. There's no denying that. And this year in particular, there's been such an influx of underclassmen. We caught up with NFL analyst Bill Polian on that topic and much more. Check it out. This year's draft, there's a lot of underclassmen. Do coaches or GMs maybe change their perspective or point of view if there's a an influx of a lot of underclassmen?
No. You're going to grade people the way you normally grade them. You don't change that. You're going to have a lot of players coming in who are not fully developed, and that's happened over the last couple of years. And this year is going to be a real problem because the draft is pushed back 2 additional weeks. So from a calendar standpoint, that means that's 2 weeks that the all rookies, including these many underclassmen, are not in football shape.
From a Patriots perspective, is there one player maybe who's not a big name right now that stands out to you as, you know, a real fit for the Patriots?
I will say this. It's obvious, judging from what they've got on the roster, that they value players who can do multiple things. And special teams players, their special teams make so many difference-making plays in ball games, both from a tactical and a functional standpoint, that it's easy to see that they place a high value on guys who can step in and play roles on special teams.
What do you remember about Tom Brady and his combine experience, if anything?
I don't remember his combine experience. I remember seeing him up at Notre Dame, and he had a rough day. It just goes to show you that one game does not make a season. It's the whole body of work. And the thing that people didn't see, which is why we're here at the Combine, is those special qualities that he has. Intelligence, drive, discipline, work ethic, all those things you really can't measure until you really get up close and personal with a player. That's what's made him a Hall of Famer.
Do you have any fear or any concern that Brady's time may be running out here in the next few years?
Well, he's going to be 37, right?
This year.
No quarterback has played well in this league past 39. Now, both Peyton and he, if I were going to bet on somebody who could change that, it would be he and Peyton. But, you know, Father Time's undefeated. So, unfortunately, because when those two leave the game, the NFL will be far poorer for it. I hope he plays for 10 more years.
Yeah.
He's good for the league.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.